Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, BadgersInsider.com, on Twitter at the Badger Nation. Benny, not a good weekend for the Badgers, to say it lightly. They do not get into the next round of games as Oregon takes care of them. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing all right. You know, I mean, both the high division ones in the state are done. With Wisconsin here, I mean, not getting by the first round, I think we all agreed they didn't have much of a shelf life anyway. But, I mean, just to have that type of performance they did against Oregon, and Oregon won again last night. They looked pretty good in beating a good Irvine team. But still, Wisconsin just getting hammered like they did last Friday.
Yeah, and I think you'd be foolish if you say you didn't see this coming, because this has kind of been in the works since pretty much the beginning of February. You know, after this team knocked off Maryland, which was 21st at the time on February 1, they were 16-6, and they really have positioned themselves to win a lot of games in the month of March, the rest of the month, positioned themselves to win a share of the conference title. But, you know, in the final 12 games, UW's offense struggled mightily, and it's largely because the three-point shot disappeared. I mean, you look at the numbers, the first 22 games of the year, this team shot 40.3% from three-point range, and then from that point forward, they shot 27.7% from the perimeter. And you had a number of players just go into these deep shooting lulls they're never able to shake themselves out of. Demetri Trice, Brad Davison especially, those two really, really struggled both against Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship game against Oregon. Both were under 25%. Down the stretch here. And when your offense is predicated on making perimeter shots to open up the lane for Ethan Happ to get one-on-one coverage or double-teamed, and for then him to pass the ball out of the post to set up your offense that way, when half of that doesn't work, your offense is just going to grind to a halt. And that's really what it did the last two games of the year, which were the only two times the Badgers really got blown out. I mean, their first nine games, they lost by single digits, but Michigan State, they looked bad, and then that second half against Oregon, they just let everything slip away from them.
If Greg Gard could, like, magically go back in time to the beginning of the season and try to play things out differently, do you think there's something that he could do to get more out of this group of guys, or is this a first-round exit? Is that the inevitable outcome for the team that he's assembled?
That's a good question. I don't know what more he could have done differently, because this roster kind of is what it is, so to speak. And, you know, Wisconsin's still recovering a little bit from some recruiting struggles that they had right around the time when Bo retired. And the problem was is that the uncertainty of when Bo was going to retire and a lack of scholarships really kind of handcuffed this school, that they really couldn't build off the momentum they had of going back-to-back Final Fours. You know, after, you know, the second Final Four, they only had one scholarship to work with. And it's hard to really make a huge impact when you only have one scholarship and you need to take a point guard in that class. You need to find Bronte King's heir apparent. And that's, you know, part of the reason why a lot of people are upset with recruiting is that Wisconsin never offered Sam Hauser, who was an extremely talented player at Stevens Point, but he didn't play the position that Wisconsin desperately needed in their class. And by not taking Sam Hauser, you don't really get a good crack at Joey Hauser, and then it kind of, you know, snowballed from there for Wisconsin, where they really struggled to find a point guard. They really targeted Peyton Pritchard, and you could see why on Friday they targeted him, but, you know, that really was a struggle, too, after he kind of blew up and got these big scholarship offers. And, you know, recruiting really hasn't fully recovered, I don't think, from that. And so that's why this offseason will be big. When Wisconsin's out recruiting, they have a number of scholarships available for 2020 to try to find some playmakers that could help this roster. But kind of getting back to the original question, you look at how this roster is, it's still a lot of young players on it. I mean, this was Brad Davidson's first NCAA tournament. Dimitri Trites missed all but 10 games last year. Kobe King missed all of 10 games last year, his first NCAA tournament. Nate Reavers, his first real stretch run as a featured guy in this offense. So this is still a very young team centered around some seniors who were good, but also had their limitations. Ethan Happ can't play outside 10 feet of the basket. Cole Iverson really didn't find his offense till late. And Charles Thomas, I think you could label as a bust for Wisconsin, really didn't deliver much. The only thing maybe you could have seen him doing differently, guard, is maybe using Pritzel a little bit more in certain situations. But again, Brevin Pritzel is a liability defensively compared to some of the other players on the roster. So I don't think guard could have done too much different with this team. I think this team just went into a shooting slump it couldn't find its way out of.
Just feels like there's some program slippage from the Bo Ryan days, you know, 2015, when they went to the NBA or when they went to the NCAA finals and got beat by Duke. But since then, it's been a slow decline. I know they got back to the tournament. They even finished fourth in the Big Ten this year, you know, a damn good conference. But still, I'm just my feeling, the eye test is program slippage.
Well, if you make it to the national championship game, anything less than that would be considered a decline.
Well, no, I'm saying from that whole run, there was a nice 10-year run there where, you know, they were, I think, top 10 team, top 15 team on a regular basis. They're not that program anymore.
Yeah, well, you also got really, really lucky with your recruiting, too. I mean, you hit the money with Sam Decker and Bronson Koenig, two in-state players who were huge. Nigel Hayes developed into a very good player for Wisconsin, more so in the role player aspect, I would say. And then you hit the lottery with Frank Kaminsky. That doesn't happen all the time. All the pieces need to fall in place, and you need to have the right matchups to in March. I mean, you look at their last, you know, you look at the two tournament runs before this. Notre Dame, they were in position to win that game until some careless turnovers cost them a shot at the Elite Eight. The next year, Florida has a game winner at the buzzer in overtime to win that game and send Wisconsin packing. So you're two heartbreakers away from making the Elite Eight and potentially going back to the Final Four. 2 years ago was a case of graduation from so many key pieces, Koenig, Zach Showalter, Hayes, injuries to two of your key guards in Trice and King, and just the lack of chemistry, just all of those things kind of made it a bad season, a rare season. It was Wisconsin's first losing season in over 20 years. But then this year, I think, and I wrote about this on BadgersInsider.com, kind of my takeaway from the season, this season was a step back in the right direction. You know, they finished top four in a Big Ten conference that was really good from top to bottom. There were really no bad teams in the Big Ten this year. You get back to the NCAA tournament. You beat a number of quality teams earlier in the year that put yourself in position to finish as a fifth seed in the NCAA tournament. But the end result this year should not be satisfactory for the Wisconsin program and Wisconsin fans in years to come. If we're at this point next year and we're talking about a 23-11 team and a team that was bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament and a team that relied too much on the perimeter shot and didn't do enough to get to the free throw line, make free throws, attack the rim, kind of diversify your offense, then that's going to be a problem. And then it's going to be a situation where Wisconsin is kind of treading the water a little bit. They're stuck in neutral. And then you have to question some long-term visions of this program. I don't think we're at that point yet, but I do think we're at a very important point in time with Wisconsin basketball. I don't want to call it a crossroads, but that's kind of what it feels like. Wisconsin can use this season as a step forward and then make a bigger run and start building back towards where Wisconsin was just a couple years ago, because every program goes through these dips, or they're going to continue to sidestep or even take a step back next year, and then that's going to be a problem, and that's going to bring up some, well, what else needs to be done besides player personnel that can kind of fix this.
Talking with Ben Wergel, BadgersInsider.com. He's on Twitter at The Badger Nation. I feel like when this happens in basketball and when it happens in football, the conversation is, well, recruiting, they got to recruit better, academic standards, you can't recruit in the state, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's like a hot-button issue for a day, and then it goes away again. Is there a bigger problem with recruiting that they can't recruit well enough guys in the state that academic standards need to be lowered, or are we just going to keep doing this cycle over and over again?
No, I don't buy the academic standard argument. I never have. I mean, you look at the success of Wisconsin football and basketball over the last 20 years with the amount of bowl appearances and NCAA tournament appearances. They can recruit quality players. They have for a long time. This school has never been predicated on getting that one star player and letting him take control. It's about always about building a good, solid team around it. I mean, if Wisconsin doesn't go to the Final Fours with just Frank Kaminsky, if they don't have Sam Decker or they don't have a Josh Gosser, I mean, it's all the big part of the equation. And if you can recruit those type of players and get those type of players in school, high academic, smart kids, good basketball players, you're fine. The academic standards, it's such a boring argument. It's such a lazy argument when people bring that up because it just doesn't hold water. It doesn't. You can find good quality basketball players who are good academic students and get them into Wisconsin. Wisconsin should not bend or break their academic rules for a diamond stone type player, someone who is a very good prep basketball player but maybe has questions academically. I don't buy that argument, and I don't think people should.
Benny, 16 teams left starting on Thursday. I mean, anybody? I mean, obviously Duke got tested yesterday, but I mean, yeah. I don't know if you still like them or not, or if you even did. But who do you like to be the survivor of these days?
Yeah, I mean, you look at this tournament so far. I think I looked all the ones advanced, all the twos, all the threes, two fours, a five, and then the 12 out of the Wisconsin pod. I mean, it's been a very chalky tournament, but still, you've had a lot of close calls. Virginia hasn't looked all that great. Kentucky survived a close call. You have to feel good for Tyler Hero, making some key defensive plays in that game to get him into the Sweet 16. Duke, certainly, on one little roll the other way, and then Duke's out of this tournament. This kind of goes to show you how brutal this tournament can be. You know, Duke is the overwhelming favorite, barely survives the first weekend. So there's going to be some really good games come up here. You know, Michigan's going to be tested. Michigan State is going to be tested. You know, Texas Tech looks really, really strong. LSU is obviously playing with a chip on their shoulder with their coach indefinitely suspended. I still like the one seeds here, and I think Kentucky has a great chance to get out of their region, make the Final Four. So my bracket still looks pretty good shape. I have the three number ones in Kentucky going in, and that's what I'm going to be sticking with.
Milwaukee has hosted first and second round games many, many times. They got one again coming up in a couple of years. Wisconsin, about 15 years ago, hosted a Sweet 16, which I thought was pretty cool. They had the two games on a Friday and then the one game, the regional final, on a Sunday. How come it's never come back to Madison? I mean, we've had them here in Milwaukee, but has there been ever talk about Madison? Because I thought they did a great job hosting it.
No, there hasn't. And someone brought that up on Twitter to me earlier last week, too. I can't see Wisconsin ever being in the mix to hold a regional. I don't think that the Kohl Center is big enough. Seats around 17,000. The hotel situation, they probably could get away with, but maybe a first or second round. But I don't believe they have bid for those. I think they are content with Milwaukee.
Because they just 15 years ago they hosted. I mean, the times have changed where it's outgrown Madison.
Well, I think part of it, too, is that if Madison would bid and they would get it, then Wisconsin wouldn't be able to be seated in Madison. And so would you like, if you're Wisconsin, because there's only so many Midwest regions, because they like to spread them out in the West, the East, the South. If Wisconsin has a really good year, there's a great chance for them to be seated in Milwaukee. And you saw what that did for them back in 2014 when they were down against Duke in the first half and had that big comeback behind the home crowd. I don't know if it's really a strong desire for the University of Wisconsin to host. I think they're fine with Milwaukee and the other surrounding regions hosting, and that's just not really something they've heavily pursued. They've done it in hockey. Mm-hmm. They've hosted the hockey Frozen Four, ironically in Tampa of all places. They were the host for it, but it's just one of those things where it's just not high on their priority list as of now.
Ben, appreciate it. You can find Ben on Twitter at the Badger Nation, BadgersInsider.com. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.